The week between Christmas and New Year's, to me, has always been kind of an odd week, a week of distractions, because if you're working, it's hard to get much done. There's always somebody in the chain of communication that's out or not available, and everything ends up getting put off to the following week. If you're at home and you're relaxing, it's kind of hard to relax sometimes because you have either the kids are home or you feel like you should be out doing something. And sometimes it's too cold. And sometimes there's all these other things going on and there's still parties between Christmas and New Year's. And it's just kind of go, kind of not, kind of you should be relaxing, but you can't. It's just it feels weird. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode 227, we are going to talk about this week. And hear stories of things that happened to people this week of the year in the past. Things that were just weird, that involved the paranormal.
I have been working at this store that's been open. It's open 24/7. It closes Christmas Eve, closed Christmas Day, and opens the next day. And I'll say, I worked in the deli, yes. I'm always usually there. When we get somebody new to work with us, I'm the one that's put with to train them.
That right there can be a distraction in itself, especially on the week that is very distracting. So she's at the deli, she's working, she's training, and it's, again, that odd week between New Year's and Christmas.
I was shown the young guy, if I remember, how to slice the meat, put it on the scale, and weigh it. But to show the guests, is this cut okay and everything. And that particular day, we were busy, so I was happy to have a person with me that day, looking at everybody, greeting everybody, saying hi. And all of a sudden, at the very end of the counter, I saw my friend, and she nodded, waved at me, and I waved at her. I went on to working, was busy. I looked back up, she's not there. Oh, drat. I wanted to talk to her on my break, but I guess not. She probably had other things she had to do.
That's understandable. It's that busy week. She might have been in there getting some food and stuff for her family, for guests that are over. Not a lot of time to sit there and chat on a week like that, right?
I was working and all of a sudden it hit me. That's my friend, yeah. I saw my friend, waved at my friend, but she had died of cancer. But I had gotten so used to seeing her when I was working, I didn't think nothing of it.
It's funny how something so obvious, obviously, you know a friend who's passed away, and in your mind, you know that they're gone. But when you're distracted and it's a busy time, sometimes that stuff can just slip your mind. And obviously it did here in that story. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we are going to hear, like I said, a lot of stories that take place the week between Christmas and Thanksgiving and the paranormal encounters that take place in that time window. We're going to hear an account of spending some time, quality time, with a family in the countryside. However, it proves to be anything but relaxing, with paranormal encounters coming every which way. Also, did a mother return through a dream to deliver a message to their child over the holidays? Also, what caused sounds, sights, and temperatures to all suddenly change at a home between the holidays, located far off in the woods? And then one of our stories will depart from that week. It begins around that time, right into the holidays, but then goes far into the new year. It's a story of an individual studying abroad and the paranormal experiences that took place that he will never forget. Great stories for this week of distractions. Sit back, relax, enjoy, and get distracted by some ghost stories for a little bit. From Real Ghost Stories Online, I am Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Sometimes families get away over the Christmas holiday break. Go see friends, go see family, go and just get away from it all. That's supposed to be a restful and peaceful time, right? Well, not always, as you'll find in our next story. A story about a family that gets away to the countryside to enjoy nature, to enjoy being away from it all. Turns out a lot of people have the idea because there's a lot of neighbors nearby shooting off fireworks, having a grand old time. And there also seems to be something else, something in the woods that also wants to be a part of the festivities, or at least create its own version of festivities by scaring the hell out of some teens who are bored over Christmas break. Take a listen. It was Christmas vacation, and I was spending New Year's Eve out in the countryside, as I usually do with my family. The reason we spend time out in the countryside is that most of my cousins and friends love winter activities in the snow. Sledding, skating, hiking. It's just something special about the country. Normally, my family and I pulled pranks for amusement on each other, but chose not to do that this year as our New Year's resolution. We have that resolution every year. So me and three of my cousins were walking around the neighborhood. And we're looking anywhere we could to try and find fireworks. The barn, the basement, storage rooms, you name it. We searched it. Eventually, we found our batch. Because people decided to go back into the countryside to spend some time with their families, quite a few neighboring houses were getting into the festivities of blowing shit up in the sky, as I put it. Thus, it was a lot noisier than the previous years. Once we had gone through our fireworks, we were bored. There was not much to do out there. Knowing that the woods were huge and us being poor decision-making teens, we decided to head out to the woods and explore them using only our cell phone camera lights. Might I say, not a great idea looking back. It was a cold winter night. The moon was not at its peak, so we had to rely on the dimly lit stars and our cell phones much more than we anticipated. As we began our journey into the woods, we quickly stopped as we were startled. Something was felt by one of my cousins near the trees. She said she saw something and described it as an entity with wings, but no feet. It was almost as if it was hovering. Anything below its wings or body was hidden or invisible. She stated that the unknown thing abruptly flew away before she could identify what the thing actually was. We brushed it off and assumed she just saw shadows in the woods. We continued walking, and suddenly, one of my cousins told us, out of nowhere, just to follow him. Very quickly, and started in his own direction. None of us knew what to do, but we just started following him. We didn't know where we were going. A chill of sweat went down my body as I blindly followed him deeper into the forest. Some of the girls in our group were beginning to get nervous and kept pestering me to take them back. I continued following my cousin with the hair on the back of my neck standing straight up. The pestering continued from the girls, and me, as the oldest in the group, I told them I wasn't prepared to leave one of our cousins alone, walking blindly somewhere where he's never been, which still was a dumb decision, if you ask me. Eventually, our adventure in the forest came to a close. We made it back to the house without anything else eventful happening. But this is not where the story ends. As we all sat around watching TV and talking, one of my cousins, who was half asleep, half awake, jumped up after hearing scratching noises on the window right next to him. The room was dimly lit. Light from the fireworks from the neighbors showed a shadowy figure behind the window. It revealed itself to be the same entity we saw in the woods, the floating one. Quietly, we alerted the others in the room to what we were seeing in the window, and one by one, everyone freaked out about this strange dark figure in our window. Some of us began gathering weapons like knives and items to throw at the unknown visitor should it try to enter our house. Suddenly the phone rang. It happened to be one of the girls that lived at a nearby farm that I had an interest in. We told her about what we were experiencing in the house, and she told us that we could stay over with them that night if we wanted to leave. About 5 minutes of silence, no sign of the creature after we hung up. I told my friends the offer that was made, and we as a group decided to book it out of there. Again, not a great decision looking back. We all lined up by the door, ready to make the half-mile sprint to the safe-looking farmhouse up the road. We counted down, and I was the last out, slamming the door behind me and not bothering to turn and lock it. What we thought would be a fast and quiet sprint turned into all of us screaming at the top of our lungs as we realized that this creature that we had seen earlier might be behind us. As we sprinted, we heard unexplainable noises and strong gusts of wind coming towards us, which prevented us from going as fast as we could because of the direction of the wind. My cousin and I regretted the day we set foot in the forest that night. Then we saw that thing. It came at us and swooped over the top of us, landing near the house that we just abandoned. I believe that if we wanted to get to safety, we had to run as fast as we could. We finally arrived at my friend's doorstep, and all of us all but fell over each other as we entered the safety of the brightly lit warm house. We could smell the fire burning in the fireplace and the remnants of a warm dinner that had been baking in the stove. She and her family looked at us as if we were crazy. We decided we shouldn't explain in detail what we had seen or gone through. We figured they wouldn't believe us if we told them anyway, and more importantly, we didn't want them to think we were crazy and throw us out from the safety of their home. Whatever happened that night, we kept to ourselves. We never shared the story with anyone, because who believes a few teens? They're going to assume we got drunk in the middle of the night anyway, right? I can tell you this. We were not under the influence of any substance. These are the events that occurred that fateful Christmas break. That's going to wrap up the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode. If you want to hear the full thing, sign up to be an EPP, extra podcast person, on our website at ghostpodcast.com, or you can do it through Patreon. The link is there as well. You'll be hearing more stories, including one about a mother returning, possibly through a dream, to deliver a message over the holidays. What sounds, sights, and temperatures all suddenly changed at a home located far in the woods? Was there an attachment involved? Also, a year of studying abroad gives one man a life-changing paranormal experience, or more than one, that he'll never forget. We will hear his first-hand account in his own words. That's all in this week's EPP bonus episode, EPP 227. To hear the full thing, go to ghostpodcast.com. Sign up. It's only $5 a month. You'll get access to this and all 227 bonus episodes, all of our advanced episodes of the programs as we release them, exclusive video content. It's all there. It's what keeps our show alive, and it's only $5 a month. If you listen regularly, $5 a month is all we ask to keep this thing going. Your support is greatly appreciated. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.